The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, with me now. TLDR, too long didn't read, Jess, is about influencers this week. Is that right?
Yeah, it's an interesting bit of research that was done by UNESCO, which is the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization. And it found that almost two-thirds of influencers surveyed did not verify the accuracy of the information they shared before they posted it with their followers. Now, you may think, so what? Who cares? But this comes at the same time as research from the Pew Research Center that found around 21% of Americans get their news from influencers. So when we're talking about, you know, fake news and misinformation and disinformation, oftentimes we think of big conspiracies. But in fact, it could also involve your average friendly influencer.
Your tech tip then this week, Jess, is what?
Well, it has to be our dear friends, Ivan Yates and Sean Defoe. We all know the general election is taking place on Friday. If you want to swat up, like me, on all of the constituencies, all 43, or if you just want to get the detail and the lowdown on your own constituency, search for Calling It wherever you get your podcasts and listen through to every single episode right there.
All right. You can listen to them. They're all up there now. I kind of listened to it, suspecting I might only listen to Carlo Kilkenny, and I got sucked into them all. So you can find out exactly what Ivan thinks is going to be the outcome of the election. If it's as incorrect as his last prediction, don't worry, he won't let it stick to him. Unbelievable. Unbelievable man to put these things behind him. Anyway, what's your tech rec this week?
Camel, camel, camel.
Right. Is there a response to that?
No, I
could only think of a rude response, but I didn't want to say it.
Moving on. This is a website that you need to have bookmarked on your computer or built into your browser as an extension. What it does is, if you are intending to shop on Amazon, not only around Black Friday, but across the year, you put in the particular product you're after. And what I love is that it gives you a graph of Amazon's price history. So you can see if you're getting an actual deal or not. So for example, I've put in a PlayStation 5 DualSense wireless controller. So imagine I wanted to buy another controller for my PS5. I put it into Camel, 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 and it'll give me a graph. I can do it of all time, for a year, for 6 months, for 3 months, or for 1 month. So I can see that over the last 3 months, the highest price it's been at is 60 quid. And at the moment, because of Black Friday, it's down to 40 quid. And I can see that that's the lowest price it's been in over 3 months. The highest price it has been was 86.99, and that was in April.
But I guess that the corollary of that is you can find out if you're getting fleeced on Black Friday, because we see this every year, that prices kind of suddenly go up and then they're reduced by only a couple of percentage points.
Yeah, this is my big bugbear. Now, to be fair, a lot of the retailers, the physical stores, have gotten quite good in the last wee while of putting date stamps onto prices. So for example, if you walk in to buy a new TV and you see that there's a big sticker on it saying that there's a deal, and the small print, it'll say that, you know, from say July to the beginning of November 2024, it was this price. So you know that it was previously at a different price and for how long it was at that price. The era of them sort of messing around with pricing seems to be gone in certain instances, but what I would say is be eyes wide open. Use things like Camel, 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 particularly on Amazon, because what happens is retailers they can kind of do that dynamic pricing. So if something is proving quite popular, they can boost the price. So just be eyes wide open, be cautious, and if in doubt, just walk away.
All right. Sound advice, as always, from Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.